In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from John, the 15th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, alleluia, Christ is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia. My dear saints of the living God, Jesus says, abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit by itself, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So today, Jesus issues to you not just simple instructions in the Christian faith and life. He issues to you a stern warning as Christians. And it runs something like this. Of these two branches, which one do you want to be? This dry, lifeless, brittle branch? Or this green, vibrant, seemingly full of life branch? You got it locked in your mind? Which branch you want to be? I'll tell you, I don't want to be either one of these branches. Because both of these branches are missing one very important thing. Their vine. They're connected to nothing. They are severed from their vine, and so both are lifeless. This one is the end result. This one will become this. Now let's drop the metaphor. You are a Christian. Unless you are constantly in Christ, you are dead, and you are good for nothing, except to be thrown into the fire and to be burned. This branch is the Christian who has been baptized, who has received the faith, and yet, along their life, they have rejected that faith. They have rejected their Lord by saying, I want nothing to do with this Christianity stuff. I want nothing to do with Christ and his church. And it could be from a whole host of things. It could be because that branch has been away from its vine for so long, it has not received the nutrients of forgiveness of sins and eternal life in Christ Jesus, and so it is just dry and brittle. It could be that a significant evil. It could be that a pandemic, a loss of a loved one, or something horrible has happened to them, and they have begun to wonder, I thought God was love. I thought God was supposed to be loving and caring, and why would God let this happen to me, and why would he do this? Why would God say such things or allow this evil to enter into my life? Maybe there just is no God at all, and I'm done. Pick your rejection. But it all amounts to the same thing. This branch is to be thrown away and to be burned in the fire. This branch is the Christian who has been baptized, who has received our Lord, who has maybe even taken their confirmation vow saying, I will be faithful unto death and suffer all else rather than fall away from Christ's church. But this branch is the branch that easily likes to fall away from Christ's church when there's more important things to do on a Sunday morning. Like going to the lake, like going to a sporting event, like going to a concert, like going into a field, like having breakfast with a family because, boy, oh boy, this stuff kind of seems just a little bit boring and there's so many other things I would rather do. And before you know it, you have stayed away for so long. You do not know the voice of your good shepherd anymore. It could be the Christian who hears the word of the Lord, who sits in that pew every Sunday, and when the word of God is preached and the hymns are being sung and the sermon is being preached before your very ears, this Christian decides, I'm going to pull out my iPhone or my Android and start texting. Or I'm going to count ceiling tiles, or I'm going to rest my eyes as pastor begins and preaches sermon. Or I'm going to read through the bulletin. or I'm going to think about what I'm going to have for lunch. This Christian may sit in the pew every single Sunday and fails to engage the Word of God, to read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest it. And so they seem so full of life, but they too have severed themselves from Christ, who is the true vine. It could be the Christian who says, I believe in Jesus Christ. I show up. I receive the forgiveness of sins. I receive the body and blood of Christ every Sunday. But then they walk out of these doors and refuse to curb their sinful flesh. They live all the time as if God did not matter and as if everything that what mattered was by what pleased me most in my life. These are the ones who fail to forgive. They hold a grudge. As the Lord has forgiven, so also you must forgive. You heard it in 1 John about perfect love. You hate your brother. After what they've done, you will never forgive them. You will never be reconciled to them. But you seem so full of life, and you are choosing to sever yourself from the vine. These are the Christians who refuse to curb their eyes, who will lust after anyone who's not their spouse. These are the Christians who will delight in hearing the gossip of their neighbor, and they will spread it around. You'll never guess what so-and-so said. Ooh, I don't know. Tell me. And they refuse to fight against their sin. These are the Christians who out one mouth receive the very body and blood of our Lord and then turn around and badmouth those in authority over them. President, Congress, pastor, parents, grandparents, you name it. The list can go on and on, but the point is still the same. You sin, and in that sin, you willingly sever yourself from Christ. You disconnect yourself from the vine, going your own way, doing your own thing. This branch also is good for nothing but to be thrown into the fire and to be burned. So which branch do I want to be? I don't want to be either of these. But in truth, this is who you are, and this is who I am by nature. Enemies of God, severed from God since we stretched out our hand and ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There is only one difference between these branches and you and I today. These branches are already completely severed from their vine. You have the opportunity to hear of Jesus, the true vine, who gives life, who is the source of life and nutrients. You are here today that you may not be severed from the sins that you and I have fallen into again this week, but that you and I may be once again grafted into that vine. You have come and you have confessed your sins to our Lord Jesus. And Jesus, the good news is, does not desire to burn branches. He does not desire the death of a sinner, but that all would turn to him and live. So in holy love and joy, when you and I have severed ourselves from our branch, Jesus, the vine who gives life to the world, took upon himself your sin. And rather than being separated from you, he endured hell on the cross so that you would not endure hell for eternity, that you may not be separated or severed from him. All the while praying about the sins that I commit and the sins that you commit. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. This is love. Not that you and I ever love God. We are dead branches by nature. But that he loved us and willingly would not sever himself, not even in the hour of his death from you, but loved you unto death, even death upon the cross, that you might be forgiven, that you might be saved, that you might be reconciled to God. For you who believe in him, who were once far off, have been brought near to God and have been reconciled by the precious blood of Jesus. Not gold, not silver, something far more valuable. His holy, precious blood, his innocent suffering, and his bitter death. You, this day, who hear the word of the Lord, who receive and cling to Jesus alone, you are by no means dead branch. You are a branch that continues to abide, who continues to come and confess your sins, who continues to receive Jesus in word and sacrament, and receiving him, depart in those beautiful words of the gospel. I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I am with you always. You have life in my name. That's what it is to be a living branch, to be connected to Jesus, to live your life in Jesus, whether it be here or out there. To be a Christian is to be returning, to be connected to your vine again and again and again, because you know that there is salvation in no one else. Out of Jesus, there is only death. But in Jesus, there is forgiveness. In Jesus, there is life. In Jesus, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed your sins from you, so that you have nothing to fear, not even the judgment of God, so that God can look at you and say, well done, good and faithful servant. And you can look at him and say, Lord, when did we do this? When did we love our neighbor? When did we do all these things? And head to toe, covered in the blood of Jesus, marked with his cross, you may stand firm. As he says to you, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. God's own child, I'll gladly say it, from the time you are baptized, you begin your life in Christ. And when does your life in Christ end? It never ends. In him, you live. In him, you move. In him, you have your being. Here in time, and then again in that great and glorious day when the trumpet sounds and he says, come with me, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world, so that whether you as a Christian live or whether you die, you live or you die in the Lord. You are always connected to Jesus. So Saint John urges you this day. Our Lord says, you are the branch. Notice he doesn't say, you have severed yourselves and are good for nothing but to be thrown into the fire. He says, you are the branch and I am the vine. Abide in me. Remain connected to me. Continually come and hear my word, for you won't hear my word preached to you. You won't receive my body and blood. You won't receive baptism. The very places I promised to be, you can't get that in the field. You can't get that in a concert. You can't get that in the comfort of your bed. You can't get that even among your family. Here and here alone is where Jesus says, take and eat, take and drink. This is my body given and shed for you. And in eating and drinking, you depart in this peace and have forgiveness and life and salvation. You won't get the presence of God out there. Yeah, God is everywhere. But where is Jesus promised to be to forgive your sins? Where is Jesus promised to feed you with his own body and blood? Where is he promised to be for you so that you may abide in him? Here. So Jesus issues you not just instruction, but a warning. Do not sever yourself. I return again and again and again, because the secret is, there is no one sitting or standing who is perfect like their heavenly Father is perfect. No one who gets to look at God and say, I deserve to go to heaven. I've been pretty good. We all need one thing. We all need the vine. We all need Jesus. We all need Jesus. So Jesus says, don't play games with this stuff. To sever yourself from me is to sever yourself from life. I am the resurrection. I am the life. And when you walk out of those doors forgiven, and you fail to love your brother, and you fail to not gossip, and all the other whole host of sins that filled your mind at the beginning of this, it is our Lord who calls you back through his Spirit. It is our Lord who is at work in you both to fight against that temptation. No, I need to forgive. No, I should turn my eyes. No, that is not who I am. Who am I? I am baptized into Christ. I'm a child of paradise. So I refuse. I refuse to continue in my sin because that is not who I am. I will not sever myself from the vine. In fact, I know better. I need to run here and receive the mercy of God, to hear again and again those sweet words, I forgive you all your sins. But that's what it is to be in Christ, here in time and then again in eternity. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Abide in me and I in him. May each and every one of you, on this most special of days, as you hear from the lips of your own catechumen, Myla, who takes those vows, may each of you continue to cling ever, only, always to Jesus. For in him and him alone, you have life. You have it abundantly. To him be glory forever. Amen.